Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Maximilian of Tabessa. His story begins now. Saint Maximilian said, "I will never serve. You can cut off my head, but I will not be a soldier of this world, for I am a soldier of Christ. My army is the army of God, and I cannot fight for this world. I tell you, I am a Christian." Saint Maximilian of Tabessa. Pray for the grace to fight temptations today. Dear Saint Maximilian, you who were a humble servant of God and a dedicated missionary in North Africa, we ask for your intercession and guidance. Help us to follow in your footsteps of selflessness and dedication to spreading the good news of the gospel. Teach us to be brave in the face of persecution and to always put our trust in the Lord. May we be inspired by your example of living a simple life, and may we always be willing to offer our lives for the sake of others. Please pray for us, that we may have the strength to persevere in our faith and to serve God with all our heart. Saint Maximilian, we ask for your intercession and help, and help us to be faithful witnesses to the love and mercy of God. Amen. On 23 January 295, a young recruit named Maximilian, a Catholic, 21 years old, appeared in court before Dion, who was the proconsul of Africa, in the town of Numidia, and he was accused of refusing a summons to serve in the Roman army. Maximilian was accompanied to court by his father, Fabius Victor, described in the record. He was an agent who recollected tax levied for the outfitting of military recruits. And so he was obligated to present his son for army service if he could not find another suitable recruit. Maximilian, although pressed by the proconsul to submit himself to the formalities leading to induction into the army, stubbornly resisted and was finally sentenced to death. His execution followed immediately. Saint Maximilian died in 296 in the African churches of the late Roman Empire. It was not uncommon for liturgies to include readings from the Acts and Passions of Martyrs. The one often included for St. Maximilian is the authentic record of his trial. Now Algeria, an execution for refusing to be conscripted into the Roman army. Maximilian resisted because he didn't want to be tainted by the idolatry of wearing the emperor's image around his neck. Maximilian also refused because he saw he was a pacifist, perhaps one of the earliest conscientious objectors. There has long been a debate within the church concerning the radical pacifism advocated by our Lord and the less stringent but more practical position allowing self-defense and just war. Prior to the Edict of Milan and the toleration of Christianity, Christians believed that bearing arms contradicted the gospel. Tertullian, for example, prohibited military service. St. Hippolytus said that it was impossible to be a soldier and a catechumen. He saw them as contradictory, as being a prostitute and catechumen. At least part of his reasoning dealt with the association of soldiers with pagan gods and sacrifices. We have an early, almost unembellished account of the martyrdom of St. Maximilian in modern-day Algeria, brought before the proconsul Dion. Maximilian refused enlistment in the Roman army, saying, "I cannot serve. I cannot do evil. I am a Christian." The ensuing dialogue between the proconsul Dion and Maximilian has been preserved to this day. When asked his name, Maximilian replied, "Why do you wish to know my name? I cannot serve because I am a Christian." Nevertheless, orders were given for him to be given the military seal. He answered, "I cannot do it. I cannot be a soldier." When told he must serve or die, he said, "You may cut off my head, but I will not serve. My army is the army of God, and I cannot fight for this world." It was pointed out to him that there were Christians serving as bodyguards for the emperors Diocletian and Maximilian. To this he replied, "That is their business. I too, a Christian too, and I cannot serve." Dion then told Victor to correct his son, and Victor, who had become a Christian like his son, said, "He knows what he believes, and he won't change his mind." Dion insisted, "Agree to serve and receive the military seal. I already have the seal of Christ, my God. I will not accept the seal of this world. If you give it to me, I will break it, for it is worthless. I cannot wear a piece of lead around my neck after I have received the saving sign of Jesus Christ, my Lord, the Son of the living God. You do not know him, yet he suffered for our salvation. God delivered him up for our sins. He is the one whom all Christians serve. We follow him as the Prince of Life and author of salvation." Again, Dion stated that there are other Christians who are soldiers. And Maximilian answered, "They know what is best for them. I am a Christian. I cannot do what is wrong." And Dion continued, "What wrong do those commit who serve in the army?" And Maximilian answered, "They know well what they do." Threatened with death if he remained abstinent, Maximilian answered, "This is the greatest thing that I desire. Dispatch me quickly. Therein lies my glory. Then he added, I shall not die when I leave this earth. I shall live with Christ, my Lord. And he was sentenced accordingly. Whereas Maximilian has disloyally refused the military oath, and he is sentenced to die by the sword. Just before his execution, Maximilian encouraged his companions to persevere and asked his father to give his new clothes to the executioner. We are told that Fabius Victor went home happily, thanked God for having allowed him to send his such a gift to heaven. And Dion replied, you must serve or die. Maximilian responded, I will never serve. You can cut off my head, but I will not be a soldier of this world, for I am a soldier of Christ, and my army is the army of God, and I cannot fight for this world. I tell you, I am a Christian. Dion said, there are Christian soldiers serving our ruler Diocletian and Maximum, Constantius and Galerius. Maximilian, that is their business, he said. I also am a Christian, and I cannot serve. Dion then responded, but what harm do soldiers do? Maximilian said, you know well enough. And Dion said that if you will not do your service, I shall condemn you to death for contempt of the army. And Maximilian repeated again, I shall not die. If I go from this earth, my soul will live with Christ my Lord. Maximilian was 21 years old when he gladly offered his life to God. His father went home from the execution site joyful, thanking God that he had been able to offer heaven such a gift. And St. Maximilian's liturgical feast is celebrated on March the 12th. And the church moderated its position. The church teaches that soldiers who left the army during peacetime would be excommunicated. About 295, the proconsul Dion went to recruit soldiers for the 3rd Augustinian Legion stationed there. And at this time, the Roman army was mainly volunteers, but sons of veterans were obligated to serve. Maximilian, the 21-year-old son of the Roman army veteran Fabius Victor, was presented to the recruiting agent, saying that Maximilian would make an excellent recruit, asked for him to be measured. He was 5'10" tall. He was 5'10". And we thank you for this, the life of this saint, Saint Maximilian, who at that time realized that he was in an army. He was an army of he's serving Christ. He was in God's army. And at that time, the blend was just too inescapable. He didn't want to serve in the Roman army, which was dedicated to the Roman emperor. So that he did not do. Soul of Jesus, sanctify me. Blood of Jesus, wash me. Passion of Jesus, comfort me. Wounds of Jesus, hide me. Heart of Jesus, receive me. Jesus, Spirit of Jesus, enliven me. Goodness of Jesus, pardon me. Beauty of Jesus, draw me. Humility of Jesus, humble me. peace of Jesus, pacify me. Love of Jesus, inflame me. Kingdom of Jesus, come to me. Grace of Jesus, replenish me. Mercy of Jesus, pity me. Sanctity of Jesus, sanctify me. Purity of Jesus, purify me. Cross of Jesus, support me. Nails of Jesus, hold me. Mouth of Jesus, bless me. In life, in death, and in time, in eternity. And this prayer would be a prayer much like what Saint Maximilian offered with the giving of his life. So we thank you, Lord, for the life of St. Maximilian of Tabasa. Who now beckons us with the host of heaven to pray for our priests who offers Jesus in the Mass. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today. That through their administering of the sacraments and proclaiming of the Word of God, they may touch the hearts of St. Maximilians today as we pray for our priests today.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. joyous prayer, joyous strength, joyous love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. And we pray for our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord, give our bishops fertile ground for your inspiration and love, and comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And we pray for our altar servers, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence. Our hearts are filled with joy and peace. And may your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will, that we may serve worthily at your holy altar, all for the honor and glory of God. And we pray for those, Lord. We pray for all those who sing in the choir, Lord, that through one voice and one heart, they may serve you, Lord, at the Holy Mass. We pray for our children, Lord. We pray for our children, Lord. We pray for the holy, strong bonds of marriage. Pray for our children, Lord.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. St. Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom. And the favor of God, amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Maximilian today, and Saint Sebastian, and Saint Nicholas, and Saint Maria Goretti, and Saint Daphna, and St. Philomena, and St. Gianna, and St. Christopher, and St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Monica, and St. Anthony. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield in the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And And Lord, we pray for the prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't. We pray for America, Lord. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. We ask you, Lord, to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. We pray for those who work in the hospital as our hospital doctors and nurses. And we pray for all those who are there to be treated for illnesses of all kinds, that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. We pray for our seminarians, Lord. Give our seminarians strength, Lord. Give them peace, Lord. Give them strength. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars around the world. And we pray for those, Lord, who've recently passed from this life. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May we be rejoined in your kingdom, for all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And Jesus loves us this much.
Grafted in the vine and nourished by the tree of life, echoes from the word that flesh illuminates the light. Please remember that I committed long ago, not just my body, but my mind and yes, my soul. And though you've sinned, I'll never let you go. So keep holding on to this cross.
And he will raise us up.
And I am still
Never let us go.
Even when
And we pray for those who are held back by terrible addictions, pornography, whatever the addiction might be, drugs. And we pray for deliverance from those addictions, Lord. We pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm, contemplating suicide or contemplating having an abortion, who feel there's no other way out. So we pray, Lord, that those caught in the eye of the storm will see the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary and discover the love of God and change their directions. So we pray for those caught in the eye of the storm. And we thank Saint Maximilian for being with us in the gap today. And tomorrow we will have Saint Louise de Marillac, who is a co-founder with Saint Vincent de Paul of the Daughters of Charity. And she will be with us in the gap tomorrow. And so we will close for today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we thank you for listening and praying with us today and every day with Deeper Truth, Standing in the Gap with the Saints of the Day, where we pray for our priests, our bishops, our deacons, our seminarians, our altar servers, our choirs, our children, for our country, for our children, and so we thank you for joining us as we do our Bible countdown. And we will close today. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. We will be back tomorrow. And God bless you all today. May his grace shine upon you today. Amen.